everybody, and welcome to another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new episodes are guaranteed to go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But as I put out a bunch of extra horror content throughout the week, the best way to not only get the Wednesday night episode, but other reviews, horror news, rankings, anything else I'm putting out with my horror content is to get subscribed to my Linktree. And you can do that by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you go to my Linktree, that'll give you access to my YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio-only versions of the show, to my Letterboxd page for written reviews and my movie rankings throughout the year, and to my TikTok page for my short horror content, which includes things like movie news, includes me at premieres, and me trying to be funny whenever I can actually muster that. So hit subscribe on that platform or any platform you're watching or listening to right now. Helps me out and gets me to bring y'all more great horror content. Now, speaking of which, what are we talking about tonight? Well, in the last month, I spent some time reviewing a couple of spider features. We had a chance to go see an early screening of Sting, and I talked about that. And then, kind of going off of that one, I decided that I was going to take a look back at the spider classic, Arachnophobia. Well, after a few weeks, I kept hoping that this film that I'm going to be talking about tonight would get delayed, and then delayed, and then delayed again, and then maybe just taken off the docket. Not because it wasn't going to be good, but because I don't know how much more spider madness I can take. And especially for a film like this. Y'all, tonight, I am going to be talking Infested. That is right. The new film to hit Shudder, directed by Sebastian Vanček. And I apologize if I'm pronouncing that name wrong. Who is actually going to be the director of one of the two new Evil Dead movies that's currently in development. So exciting, exciting times. Now, if you have not seen a trailer for Infested, let's talk a little bit about what the story here is. So, a rundown apartment building in France is overran by poisonous spiders. Theo Christine plays Caleb, a young man who's just looking to take care of his friends and those people that are close to him, but he also wants to open up his own exotic pet store. And after he buys an unknown spider from a friend's store and brings it back to his apartment building, he unknowingly is going to unleash hell on not only himself, but all the residents of this rundown France apartment building. And that's Infested, y'all. Now, from the jump there, the big hook, I feel, of this story. There's two things here of this film that's going to be a big hook for folks who are trying to go watch it. Number one, the spiders. Spiders are being used in the practical sense and quite a large number of shots, which is something different than what we've gotten in a lot of spider movies in the last 20 to 25 years at this point. There have definitely been movies that have used practical spiders before. You know, Arachnophobia did actually use some practical spiders for that film, but a lot of it was puppetry, not really a lot of CGI that they were using back then in a film like that. Very much practical effects, which is why that film stands the test of time. And even Sting recently, which has its own set of problems, was a film I did enjoy, but there are some problems with that film, obviously. But one of the biggest differences between Sting and Infested is the fact that because the spider in Sting is supposed to be an alien that just looks like a spider, it means that the CGI was obviously going to take precedence over anything practical. And in that film, again, without spoiling too much, the big plot line of it is the spider just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so CGI is obviously going to be used quite a lot in the film like that. Here in Infested, though, while CGI does get used to enhance some things earlier on and later on in the film, for a good chunk of the movie, we are looking and using practical spiders in that film. And it makes it that much more terrifying because it's kind of easy when you see a monster that you know is absolutely fake. Like when you know for a fact that was made up for the screen, it might be CGI, it might be a really good costume, whatever the case is at that point, it's easy to kind of get past those fears that you have. But when you know the thing that you were looking at is actually real, whether or not it's actually to the level of like danger that is presented in the movie, that's irrelevant. If you know that thing is actually real, that's gonna give you some cause for concern. And that's one of the big hooks here with Infested, is that so much of this film uses practical spiders. And amongst another number of other things that's gonna give you the creepy crawlies while watching this movie. That's just one thing that's not gonna sit well with a lot of you at all. Folks, this is not a film for an arachnophobe. And I say that because y'all know I have arachnophobia. And this movie took me double the runtime to actually get through it because it's so fucking creepy, honestly. But that's hook number one. The second hook here is the fact that there's actually a really good emotionally invested story in this film. And I think that some people approach it and will say that it comes off a bit cheesy, and I can definitely understand that. But then when you take the time to look back at a number of other creature features, number of other bug flicks that we've had, we typically don't get that great of an emotionally invested story. So this is something of an enigma compared to everything else that's kind of out on the market. Like even Arachnophobia, I think Arachnophobia is an amazing film. It's an almost perfect film, to be completely honest. There's good story, good characters, it's scary. It has everything it needs to be great. But I think the issue there with that, and it's not even an issue, let me take that back, it's not an issue. Arachnophobia is very much a horror comedy. And there's good drama mixed into that too. But the thing is that they have a lot of really good laughs in there, and that helps to offset the scares. And Infested actually brings us a story that's very much emotionally invested. You know, we see Caleb, and Caleb is very, very earnest. He's very, very much like somebody who we can go for. And there's going to be comparisons out there, and I've seen them to films like Attack the Block for this movie, because you look at what John Boyega did with the character of Moses in that, to where Moses is this character who's rough around the edges. And, you know, if you look at him from the outside, you're going to make all these assumptions about who he is and what he represents. But then as you get to know Moses more, Moses wants to take care of his friends. He's going to take care of his family. He's going to do the right thing for those people that are important to him, no matter what else that he's doing. He does have this code. And Caleb is very much like that, though he is a little less rough around the edges than Moses is. Moses, you kind of feel that he's a kid that's doing a lot of bad things. He doesn't have the support system in place. Like, you know, we saw that in the film. Go watch Attack the Block. Attack the Block is amazing. Go watch Attack the Block. But with Caleb, you know, we find out that there's been a lot of strife going on for him. Him and his best friend, Jordy, they had this falling out, and we don't know what exactly caused the falling out, but a big plot point of Caleb's is that him and Jordy were going to open up this exotic pet store, which kind of feeds into why Caleb wanted to buy the spider in the first place. And we do find out what that reason was, and it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking, and it adds so much to Caleb's character. But that's not the only thing as well. Caleb and his sister share an apartment that was owned by their late mother. And while his sister Manon is trying to fix it up and trying to get it ready to sell off, Caleb just can't let it go. He's very much holding on to the memory of his mother and sees it as a sign of disrespect that his sister would do this. And so there's a lot of strife between the two of them. And we also get more information on that a little later on as well too. And it just keeps on going and going and going, honestly, because Caleb gets all these interactions with the various characters we see throughout the movie. You know, earlier on, when he sees that there's some people in the apartment complex that are kind of trashing it, he stops them and tells them to basically start cleaning it up because everybody should be taking care of this apartment building together. And again, it makes Caleb so endearing. And not only that, it gives so much character to the other tenants of this apartment building as well, too. It'd be easy to write them off as just victims at that point. And a lot of them are. A lot of them are here just to get killed later on and steal that emotional investment for us, makes it more impactful. But it doesn't change the fact that so many of the characters in this film are really coming to life off the screen, that they make them so much like real people that it's hard not to be upset as they start getting killed off. And make no mistake, a lot of people in this movie are going to get killed. Infested is a mean, mean movie. You know, Arachnophobia, which I keep coming back to, and I do because y'all, it's the best spider movie of all time. It's one of the best horror films of all time, but that's where spider movies have peaked, honestly. Again, Infested sets up all these characters throughout the film that we really get to like and we really get to know, and they snatch a lot of them from us. And that's such effective filmmaking right there, that not every character feels like an ancillary character, and you kind of want so many of these people to really live. And considering a lot of these death scenes are so traumatic and they're just so mean, that the way that they treat so many of these characters, including There is one dog that unfortunately gets it pretty bad as well too. So I want to give that warning out because yeah, that did it. The type of dog as well definitely didn't sit right with me, and it's not going to sit right with a lot of you either. But there is unfortunately an animal death in this one amongst all the other human deaths. But folks, the movie is, it's gripping, it's engaging, it's scary. This is going to scare quite a lot of you. And I think the idea is that, again, like Arachnophobia, they were able to keep a lot of the science behind the spiders very much in the real world. There's no radioactivity. There are no, you know, nuclear bombs going down. There's no science experiments or anything like that. It's presented as a real spider and unfortunately put into a habitat like it is, just happens to cause more and more and more and more terrible things to happen as the film goes on. And it gets to a certain point where your belief might be a little, might have to spend it a little bit, honestly, but it still seems in the realm of possibility, which I hope to God that is not a thing. I hope to God it is not a thing at all. Either way, you need to go and check out Infested, folks. This is one of the best horror films, not only of this year, but of the last few years. They did a really effective job with this. And again, if you're not an arachnophobe, you're gonna enjoy a really, really well done film. And if you are, you're still gonna enjoy a really well done film. It's just gonna take you forever to get through that. So you can go check it out on Shudder right now. I wanna hear those thoughts. Let me know what you thought of Infested here in the comment section. And make sure to hit that subscribe button as well, folks. I'm gonna be back with more great horror content for you. That's gonna do it for me tonight, though. My name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Boy here is a big fan of Fangoria. So if you wanna check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you want to save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW, or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years, and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to T Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever. It's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page video. That's youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. Again, youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.